Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But you know what? The millennials, they're born in the 1990s and the 2000s. And so a lot of people are saying, well, this age group is on a decline. They're not going to church, not having a relationship with God. But did you ever think that maybe God is actually wanting us to go out? There's one thing that they're doing. They're wanting to make an impact into people's lives. They're holistically in regards to their ministry. And that's what Jesus told us to be holistic in regards to, you know, whoever gives me a drink of water, whoever gives me food, whoever visits me in jail. I mean, they're actually kinetic. They're moving in their message of the kingdom. We're supposed to move. For so long in America, the church hasn't moved much and done things. We actually send people out to do that, but, you know, the numbers are not good. 95%. This is the numbers. 95% of the American Christians, reportedly by George Barna, will not lead one person, not one person, to the Lord in their entire lifetime. God's trying to break us out of that, and I believe the millennials are doing it. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Each new generation gets measured against their parents and grandparents in a number of areas, including faith. The difference for millennials is that they're growing up in an age of nonstop news and social media.
If you are 30 or younger, chances are your belief in God may be on the decline.
Millennials gone godless. A new study shows that young people are abandoning the Bible.
According to research, this generation scores low on attending church, praying, and making religion a priority. But it's not all doom and gloom.
When it comes to millennials, millions remain deeply committed and active in their faith. It's just they're doing it their own way, and they're uniquely equipped to serve on the mission field.
This generation is the most globally engaged generation we've seen. They're the most cross-culturally prepared generation. Many would call them the first global generation. Two out of three of them have passports already by the time they're university students. They're so globally engaged already, I think they're ready to answer the call to missions and to go.
Every 3 years, the Urbana Conference brings together InterVarsity USA and Canada. Students meet and investigate God's call to world evangelization. Urbana 15 director Tom Lynn sees a growing interest in justice and compassion-related missions.
Millennials care holistically about communities. And so not just bringing the message of the gospel or the message of Christ, but living it out. So it's both word and deed. And we're seeing millennials much more interested in committing to these types of holistic mission.
Terrible on camera. Like, can we make our video news?
In 2014, couples Katie and Jeremy Daggett and Jacqueline and Jake Blair followed their passion for missions to Peru. They fit right in the Christian Urban Development Association, or CUDA, one of the organization's goals being to overcome cycles of poverty.
Christian urban development, that Christian word at on the front end is really important. We do all of it because we believe what Jesus did 2,000 years ago is what gives us motive and purpose and really hope in this context where we see wealthy and poor in the same city, where we see someone who's doing really, really well, is very established, and then someone who's on the edge of dire poverty. So that really that situation presents some unique opportunities, and we try to address those with CUDA.
Jacqueline, Katie, and Jake also put their medical backgrounds to work in a local hospital developing a diabetes program. Jeremy helps teachers improve their reading program success by starting libraries in local schools.
One of the things that, you know, that looks like as the kingdom breaks in is that young kids read better and have better opportunities for the rest of their life. That's part for us, that's part of reconciliation for them. And that's part of mission work for us.
As all four use their skills to improve life for the Peruvian people, they individually focus on simply building relationships.
And when you look at Jesus' life and what he did and how he made disciples, he focused on a few guys and he poured a lot into them. And from there on, they changed the world, just a few guys. So when I think of my call to make disciples, I want to have a quality influence on a few people. And then those people can have a quality influence on a few more people. And then growth is then exponential.
And sometimes it means walking down the street, going to the market, running errands, going to the center of town and trying to meet people. Sharing some of who I am, starting to learn who they are, and eventually moving that forward in terms of a sustaining and important relationship.
A commitment like this for a young adult brings a number of challenges, from starting over in unfamiliar surroundings to raising children away from family.
Being here, we've had to learn a new language and a new culture, and in reality, we feel very ill-equipped to serve the people here. And so really what happens is, through our weakness, God's strength is shown. And when things happen for His glory, we know that it's Him and not us.
I think one of the main ones is being away from family. Luckily, we have the technology to FaceTime or Skype with our family as much as we want and get to see them. Now that we have a child, and that is our parents' grandchild that we have here in Peru, away from them, that does make it a little harder as well.
Despite the challenges, these couples remain passionate and hope to continue their call to missions.
I feel like God's call for us here could be the same call for any Christian in the world, and that is to be a part of God's mission of blessing people and bringing people to know Him better.
Our prayer is for the kingdom to come and for God's will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Now, we find ourselves in Arequipa, Peru, so our prayer specifically is for His kingdom to come and His will to be done here in Arequipa as it's being done in heaven.
Caitlin Burke, CBN News, Arequipa, Peru.
Well, it's encouraging to see that. You know, our vision is for God's kingdom to come and His will to be done. That's what we're all called to do. Even pray that and do that.
Steve, isn't that so encouraging to see young folk,
mm-hmm.
you know, millennials going out and just serving Jesus?
Yes.
You know, serving communities and people based on what we always talk about in VFN Kingdom Business. Mm-hmm. If you haven't yet gone to VFNKB.org, you can see it on your screen right here. But you need to go. You need to connect. You need to be a kingdom partner. This is the way it's supposed to have always gone. This is the way we need to go. The reason why things are changing, these seven mountains of culture, you know, such as family, government, church, media, arts and entertainment, if you name them all, these are different areas that we just given over to the enemy. And the millennials are saying, hey, we're going to go back in.
Take it back.
You know, it's about impact. It's about being present. It's about caring about the individual. Some people go and they just go, you know, I went to Peru and I led 4,500 people in the sinner's prayer. What was her name? Pablo? Pablo? What
do you say? No relationship.
Right? And they sent a newsletter out.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say, hey, I want to do that again. You know, do what? Or, you know, and it's cool building housing, that type of thing. But it's like, we got to go into the culture. We got to go into,
transform the culture.
You know, yeah, but not yet. Definitely transform the culture. I mean, don't become like the culture, because we're counterculture people, but to go in there. And that's what's taking place. And that's one thing that we're doing, you know, at VFN.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it's all about, which it's real difficult for a traditional American has been to going to church.
Yeah.
Well, even
attendance.
If they have, but just going to church, I mean, they got like a star on their report card because they have great attendance. And,
yeah.
But, you know, when somebody's going, saying things like Jesus said, you know, he's saying, leave your stuff and follow me.
Yeah.
And Americans right now say, well, I have a job. I mean, when I retire, when I'm 62 or 65, I think Social Security is going to be, we won't even be probably.
That's not going to even
We're
exist.
We're not going to talk about that.
No.
I mean, Jesus didn't say that. He would just say, let the dead bury the dead. Let's go on.
Yeah. And I am so encouraged. Like, when you look at these young adults just saying the fact that, listen, the call that God has placed upon my life, this is a call that anyone, regardless of the world, the call should be, is that to make Him known. And you hear the guy that he was saying is just like, look at what Jesus did. Look at His life. He poured His life into a few individuals. And he says, I want to be able to have an impact on those few lives.
I love that.
And watch. And they go, and then it repeats itself. Instead of just like getting beyond that and totally missing out on the
Jesus
fact that,
did that.
Exactly.
He poured His life into 12.
12. And we're still
and
talking
the treasurer
about
was
that.
Judas. I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, just do it.
And we still talk about to this day what they did.
Right. But the American concept right now is not God's original intent.
Mm-hmm.
The church is the church no matter how we meet, whether we meet in a big stucco building, a metal building, or a storefront, or in a house. It's where we meet doesn't define who we are. But we're supposed to be doing something after we meet. I mean, it should be like a coming together, a huddle, and we're going like, you know, this happened and that happened, and
cool.
You know, not like I just did Satan all week, and all of a sudden I'm going to do Jesus at 11:45 on Sunday. I mean, that's not how it works.
Well, I mean, think about it. Jesus said in Matthew 20, he said, go and make disciples. There's an action.
Now, go. If you look go up, what is the, does it mean go?
Well, think about it. I mean, if you were to get a brand new car and you love it, it's great, it's everything that you hope for, but then it just sat in your driveway, you never did anything with it, and you never used what it was designed for.
Are you talking about the church or are you talking about a car? This kind of sounds the same. <I don't know.
laughs> But what I'm saying is that in regards to the fact that we have turned that, you know, what we've talked about.
What you could do, you could paint your car. If you painted it and carpeted it and put a better sound system in with a boom boost, you know.
Yes.
Whatever that's called. Thug.
Music?
Yes. Yeah, that's all right. I don't know where the drummer, I don't know how big this car is. But
you think about it, and we've talked about it on a previous program, is that when you look at.
Subwoofer. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the Great Commission, it's about discipleship. We've turned it into just making converts.
You used to go to church. Now we got to be a disciple?
Well, right.
Why do you have to be a disciple?
That's exactly what Jesus called us to do. Go and make disciples.
So that means that 80% of American Christians who are not picking up their Bible at all.
Not reading it at all.
So how can you actually do what it says? Because he says a disciple is someone who knows and follows my teaching.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
Then when Rick Joyner said, he said only 10% of Christians in America, maybe it was even smaller than that, even know what their call is, which means 90% don't even know what they're called. But how, you can't, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make disciples.
That's right.
We need to make disciples. And that, I tell you, this, a disciple is someone that goes out and cares about somebody who knows Jesus personally, who has a real. We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is perfectly set up for this generation. And you can be a part of it. If you want to be a part of what God's doing, you want to do something for God, find out what he's doing and just dive in full speed ahead. We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is specifically set up. So no matter where you are, no matter what device you have, whether it's a computer or a mobile device or whatever, even if it has a face on it, I guess, you know, but you can do what Jesus, you can learn the teachings of Jesus and you can begin to apply them in your life. That's and right. Go out and you could do anything and go anywhere.
Yeah. And that, while you're learning, you can also help others too.
Yeah. This is exciting. It really is. And you can find that at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Go to Hello Church and Emmaus Road and find out which pathway is better for you. There's a couple different pathways. Same God, same scripture. And not only that, look at this. Abiding. This is what Jesus said. He says, now Jesus said this.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not reading your Bible, you don't know this, but this is what he says in John 15. He said, I am the vine, my father is the gardener. And he prunes every branch that bears, you know, abides in him, right? Mm-hmm. So it could bear more fruit. And everyone that doesn't bear fruit, he cuts off.
That's right. Throws into the fire.
No, is this fire in heaven or is it somewhere else? Because I don't remember.
I don't want to be in the fire.
Yeah. Okay, but he says so the things that he asks us to do, we cannot do unless
we spend time with him.
We abide.
That's right.
You're not going to believe this. We have a simple plan for you. You can start today abiding with God. And if you want to, you can even request a simple abiding kit we have for you right here. But you don't even need that. Right now, this very moment, you can go to iabide.org. Simple plan for you. Because a lot of people, that's right. I want to do that. That's very good.
So don't know how.
I want to do that. But they don't know how. They don't have a plan. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan. Today, you go there, request it, it'll come right away in your email, and you can begin right away. Like Rose in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance to be in Alabama at Church of His Presence with Pastor John Kilpatrick recently, and Rose came up, and give a shout-out to Rose in Alabama, and she was talking about how she's already began to abide with the Lord. We have a short period of time. If you don't know his voice right now, you need to learn his voice,
because
there's so many people going to jump up now. They're going to jump up and say they heard from God. And this is some of the words you're going to hear. You're going to hear the whole prophetic word coming on VFN TV soon that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick just recently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God spoke to him specifically in this dream. And we have 4 months, and then we're going to harvest whatever we choose to do. And it's not going to be good if we don't repent. But if we repent, which means abide with the Lord, begin to live a life, a righteous life, righteous in Christ through his mercy and grace. But hey, if we never pick the Bible up at all, if the Bible is full of truth, I mean, think about this. The Bible's full of truth, and the enemy is a liar and the father of lies. How are we going to identify that he's lying to us if we don't know the truth?
That's right. Got to know which is which.
It's like Josiah. He didn't know what a lie was until he found the word of God hidden in the temple. Mm-hmm. He said, go clean that church building out, right?
Look what something we found. Like, yeah.
And all of a sudden the priest runs out and goes, hey, I just happened to find the scriptures here, right? And when he read them, you know what he found out? I know we got to go to break, but listen, you know what he found out?
We're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
Is it good? God is mad at us.
God's angry with us.
Yeah.
He said, God's angry with us. And it wasn't God got angry because he read the word. He just found out God's emotions that were already going along. He was angry. He was about to destroy a nation. But he stopped it because he understood and he got in the word. You got to go to iabide.org today. Get your abiding plan. Get on Emmaus Road and become a disciple. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Look at the menu for Hello Church. It drops down. You have Emmaus Road and you choose your path. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.